What's going on, Isles Nation? I'm Alan Furing. Welcome back to the 10 Questions Sit Down. Tonight, we are joined by the one and only Emile Heineman. You may not want to trade a player like Emile Heineman, but we're sure happy to have him on our side and in this room for the 10 questions tonight. Emile, the fans know how this works by this point, but I'm going to ask you the same 10 questions I've asked everybody else. And the first one is, when you look back at your relatively young NHL career, maybe even going back to your American Hockey League days, can you tell me about what you think is the best game that you've ever played?
Obviously, the Detroit game was a good one, and like felt really good. Probably I have to say that one, because there was one game in when I played in the with Laval in the AHL. It was one game against Rockford that I felt like all throughout the whole 60 minutes, I felt like this was one of my best games, I think. But I would say Detroit is the one I put out highest right now. Yeah,
I think a lot of fans have that game fresh in their minds as well. From your perspective, what was it about that game? Like, going into it, did you feel like this was going to be your night?
Nothing special. I felt ready. And for me, coming into that game, I wanted to get my legs going a little bit more and to find my speed a little bit more. And I felt I had that. And obviously, when you get a goal early, and they obviously, you go flying after that.
Who do you think is the most underrated player in the NHL right now?
I honestly want to say Simon on that one.
It's been brought up before.
Yeah. He's with this long stick, how good he is to steal pucks and to protect it too. Like, it's impressive how he uses his body to protect the puck, and he's so strong on it. And controls it like it's nothing. It's so easy for him. So yeah, I gotta say him.
He's off to a great start. Of course, you're off to a great start this season. You've already made a lot of fans on Long Island happy watching your play. Let's say a fan wants your autograph, whether it's on a game day or a practice day. When's the best time for them to approach you?
Doesn't matter, to be honest. I don't mind signing any time, to be honest.
Have you ever been pranked by a teammate? And if so, I need the story.
I had one like Star Wars coffee mug back home, and like when you put hot coffee, it was like lightsabers on it, so they would light up as the cup would heat up, and they put like, I don't know what it's called in English, but it was something they put in with some paper and like it got destroyed anyway. So, but then I got a new one with like a picture of the one that would lit up with the face of the one who pranked me. So it was fun though.
You ever find out who that was?
Yeah, it was my stallmate right next to me. I really like that Star Wars mug though.
Are you a big Star Wars guy in general?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
First time we've heard that here on the 10 Questions Sit Down. Emile, let's say you encounter a tough night at the rink. What's the best medicine for you to get over that the next day?
Good hard practice the next day. Like, go at it, get it out of your system a little bit, like overthinking, and then just go battle someone. Maybe not ugly, but like get into the corners a little bit, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then go for a walk in the afternoon with my dog, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get right back on the ice and then go home and spend some time on a walk and outdoors. Outside of the game of hockey, what athlete do you admire the most?
Outside hockey? Like, it's so hard because you always follow hockey so much. And those athletes are usually the ones you admire. I mean, sometimes it's these golfers, especially Tiger Woods, like the details of it. Like, they talk to themselves and how they can repeat every single shot and like know exactly how hard on exactly on how many yards and stuff. So I gotta say, like, Tiger, I believe, and how he loves the details of the game, not just the game itself, but love to dig in the details.
Talking with Emile Heineman here on the 10 Questions Sit Down, Emile. I'm going to get a little goofy here. When you get out your smartphone, do you have an app on there you use a lot that you think everybody needs to know about?
No.
Pretty bare bones.
Yeah. I'm nothing special on there, actually, to be honest. Sorry.
No. It's a fair answer and one we've gotten before for sure. When's the last time you got nervous about anything?
Probably.
You got ice in your veins and never get nervous?
No. Probably.
Last time I really was nervous. I'm like nervous from time to time from different stuff. But one thing I really remember was the penalty shot that I took here last year when I skated up to the puck. And I hear it's like everybody's waiting. You're the only one skating out there. That was really, and I hear myself stick handling the puck, and I was low key freaking out.
Did you score on that one?
Yeah.
Maybe it was gonna have a little bit of nerves, huh?
Yeah. But I remember because it was my first one, and I remember like he called me and was like, Jesus, like my heart rate just spiked.
That's awesome. Emil, just a couple of more here real quick. What's a question that you get asked a lot that you're kind of tired of answering?
Probably
the one that I've been traded a lot. It's since they always ask how that feels, and probably that one. Yeah. It's nothing big, but...
How do you usually respond to that?
I mean... usually just go, it's a weird feeling, but it's at the same time, it's a fun adventure. It's the hockey business and it's fun to get along.
We talked to Jonathan Drouin on our last episode, and he didn't know it was you at the time, but a generic question he passed along to a teammate, and I'm going to ask it to you now is, what was your first car? Tell me about the first car that you owned.
That was a Volkswagen Golf, a red one from 2004. Okay. Yeah, that I bought for $2,000.
Yeah.
It was. I wish I had that car still.
Whatever happened to it? Just traded it in, or?
Yeah. I sold it, but luckily, because apparently it was. After a while it broke down, so but anyway, I loved it when I had it. It was some stuff that kind of broke down when I had it. I had to fix a little bit, but I loved that car.
I'm gonna kind of pass the baton to you now. A question for one of your teammates in this locker room. Do you have something I can ask them?
What's your dream car?
Yeah. So not your first car, but your dream car.
Yeah, I'm passing that one on. Okay. Yeah.
I love that. We're going to find that out. So stick around for the next episode. Emil, this is great. Thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.